Earl, I think in the mid-1950s you had a very devastating accident.
Yes, I did. One Sunday afternoon, pretty late in the day, my brother called me in, and he didn't want to excite me too much, afraid I might try to drive too fast. Anyway, he said, there's something wrong with her mother. What had happened, she had a stroke. Back in those days, the only way you could get from here to Charlotte, and Charlotte's about 40 miles east of Shelby, you would have to catch a plane out of here. I believe you would have to go to Atlanta and change, and go to Columbia, South Carolina, and change, and go to Charlotte. And that would take all day. And, of course, this being late Sunday afternoon, we decided we'd just drive over, because we could be over there by early breakfast next morning by taking our time. So we started driving, and we had gotten about 15 miles east of Knoxville. I guess at the time, that was during the two-lane highway days. We was on 70 highway, and we was on the straightest road, I guess, between here and Shelby. About 3 o'clock, well, my watch was broken 5 minutes till 3 in the morning. There was a car came out of a side road, boozed up, man and woman in it, and that's where it happened. Luckily, we had two boys at the time, Gary and Randy. They were 2 and 6, and they were one was in a pallet on a pallet in the floor, and one laying in the back seat. This was before seat belts. And, buddy, when I hit that car, and I wasn't driving, well, everybody said that I was driving about 55. But when I hit that car, that seat stripped on the carriage in a yaw position. Louise knocked a hole in the windshield. She messed up her face real bad for several years, had a lot of plastic surgery done. But it dislocated my hips and broke us up real, real bad. But we was young enough until after a few months, 7 or 8 months, came out of it. Well, about 3 months, I guess, went by. Then one of my hips broke, and I had to have a metal hip put in. And later I had to have another metal hip put in. But everything I thought came out real well, mainly because our two boys were not injured that much, and after enough years went by, well, we got to where we could get along all right, even though we still have pain with it.
I think even after that, was you flying before that to any of the shows?
No, I started, this was in 55, I started flying in 1957. So I started flying really for a couple of reasons. One was I got thinking if I was able to fly, I could be home with my family more. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, of course, is too late. My mother died. I didn't get to go to the funeral, of course. She died in about 2 weeks after we had the car wreck. But I thought if I'd been flying all this time, I could have gone over and visited with her and got to see her a lot of weekends, where, as it was, we could only see her about once or twice a year.